Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb.
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome everybody back to a brand new episode of the podcast. To the host of this here podcast, greatest podcast in all the land. There we go. All right. Well, no Cobb this week, but down in the desert, beaming in, Matt Cobb, the producer, MCTP. Oh, of course. It's just the two of us now. He freezes. Oh. Are you there?
We're good.
All right, Matt. What's going on, Matt?
Well, apparently my internet's acting up again, but the audio seems fine. But yeah, it's been a great week. I'm excited to see you. Cobb's somewhere exotic this week, right?
He is. And usually we would spend time talking about this, but that. We have got to get to the most depressing thing. So yesterday, CastW held the first ever Miles Montgomery Golf Classic. To all the golfers asking, I mean, I don't think we were halfway through that round. People are like, man, this is good. You think you'll do it again? And I was like, I don't see why we wouldn't. So, Matt, you're an avid golfer. You're not a boozer, but you are a partier. You know the golf lifestyle. We were unscathed. No incidents. Nobody totaled a cart. Now it helps that we had an 8 a.m. shotgun start on a Monday. But, dude, weather was gorgeous. 87. We finished that whole tournament in like 5:15, 5.5, which felt pretty damn good.
That's great. Wow.
Yeah, right? Because you know golf. I was like, man, five. I was like, we're getting it done.
Yeah, that's a really good total time, you know, especially for a bunch of, you know, just a rowdy crew. Like, you guys had active distractions and deterrents that are not going to exactly speed things up.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the thing is, like, and look, you play, like my brother plays, but I know so many golfers, and I did golf for years, but I just haven't recently. And like, you know, hearing you talk about it, my brother, or like, I should play again. And you've seen me swing a club. Like, I'm like, it's not like I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Tell you what, yesterday was first time in a long time. I was like, God damn it. I got to get my bag out of storage and just start playing again.
Yeah. So you did play.
I did not play. Oh, I took right about the tournament's ending. These two dudes come up. Also, like, look, let's just talk about what it is. Golfers, they have a down pat. They're spending a bunch of money at the bars and cart girls, but they have other stuff in their bags. I mean, one of the main people, like, at another golf course, it was the second foursome we saw, and this was an older person, and they were like, I mean, older than me, right? It's in their 60s, and they were like, red fireball time. And I was like, man, it's like 8:15. And they basically called me a p- to my face. And I was like, all right. So yeah, like, all right. So, like, I watch enough golf content. Like, so I love when those guys are doing the, like, back off challenge or whatever. Stars was called the heckle hole, right? So it's just Thrill and I. Matt, you're a golfer. If you have to stand outside by one hole, we were the spot. The shack was right behind us with that serves like food at the turn and obviously a full bar. Like people had to keep coming by through us to get back to the clubhouse, like prime location. They did the intelligent thing. Like Mike got a golf cart and got to drive around. They were like, "Thrilling Ted, you just stay out here and stay put." And I was like, you're wrong, but you're not wrong.
Dude.
So he had these Nerf guns. Like, we're heckling people. I got in a couple good chirps, but also, look, full disclosure, you don't know any of these people, and it's 8 a.m. Like, they're not even drinking yet. I was like, I don't know. Like, how deep do you go in on somebody?
Right.
You know, and it's like I'm not in the best shape of my life. So I was like, I don't want to be, you know, hating on people's body build or whatever. So yeah. The Nerf gun helps. The first, I'd say, three or four foursomes, somehow because they knew we were going to shoot them, people are locked in, right? So they're like, everybody just keeps putting it close to the green. So then I finally just am like, all right, first guy, just don't put it in the left to the woods. He'd put it in the left. You know, then I'm like, next guy, don't overcompensate and put it to the right. Put it to the right. So Pinky's Plumbing, shout out to Pinky's Plumbing. I love those guys. Also, they had two mascots out there dressed as pigs. Right? Like, dude, those dudes are awesome. They wear, like, one of the owners did play with his friends, but the other guy is just wearing a pink sequins, like, suit. And, like, his wife's in, like, a pink dress, and they have, like, the pig with them. I was like, this is great.
That's so cool.
Right. So on our hole, we had just a toilet. So, like, at first, we were like, is it for atmosphere? I'm like, technically, you could take a swing from there, but, like, it's tough. So one guy tried swinging from it sitting down, which I don't know if you ever try to hit a golf ball sitting down. It's pretty hard to do.
Yeah.
So now, like, we've been out there a couple hours, and it's starting to dawn on me, right? Because I know golf enough. I'm like, well, nobody's out here. So Thrill and I can just kind of make rules as we want to go, right? Like, we're the de facto leaderboard because nobody has any idea who's leading. So I'm just making up numbers. At first, I was honest with people. And then one guy goes, you can just make up numbers. So one group was like, we're -6. I was like, yeah, you're kind of f***ed. Some group's already -10. And they're like, are you serious? And I was like, no. But the other thing was, right? And like, you know, like it's Monday morning. I'm not feeling the best. I'd had a fun weekend. So I notice everybody checks the yardage. So when people pull up, I'm like, it's 154, 156. People keep pulling out their range finders. So you'll appreciate this line. I said, look, Thrill and I agree on one thing. We'll try to shoot you in your dick with a Nerf gun in your backswing. We will not lie about yardage. We stand on morals on this hole. Right? Which, to me, if you know golf, I thought was a pretty good. People were like, and like one guy was like, man, you're not even lying. It's 155. I was like, I know. And he goes, you're tired of hearing people say it, aren't you? And I'm like, yes. Everybody comes up. It's like, what's the yardage? I'm like, it's 154, 156. Right? Like, we don't have to do this every time. So then again, there's nobody out there. So I'm like, I look at through like a weekend mess with the rules a little bit. So finally I just go, hey, one other group just tried it. I said, just take a ball from the toilet and then you can take a regular shot too. And they're like, we can. I was like, yeah, sure. Like it's called the Miles Montgomery Classic. Like, yeah. Like I think Phil and I can make up a rule while we're out here.
We've got Nerf guns in our hands.
Right. So just like, I don't think anybody is going to be like, you guys can't mess with the rules on the pinkies hole. So let me set this up with, again, I try to be good about stuff, right? I don't know if people want to hear this or not. I tend to lead a little more liberal, but, you know, I also own a weapon. So, like, I like bro culture, right? And I'm not talking about all the crazy, let's not be racist and sexist all the time, but especially sexist all the time. Like, most people are good about not being racist. But I thoroughly enjoy bro culture. And then you watch, you know, Bob and all those guys, like, hitting a hole in one, you know, is a massive deal. So I re-explain the rules. Dude's like, can I stand on the toilet? And I mean, at this point, I'm just like, do whatever you want. Like, I don't think it's going to matter. So this video is out there. I'll make sure to get it on Twitter tomorrow too. We could retweet it. So if you look at the Instagram for KSW or the men's room, it's all up there, Facebook. Matt, you have watched the video.
Correct.
Now you can hear me in the background. And also, dude, right? Like, you know, the bosses are always like, you need more stuff for social media. So as this dude is getting on there, he's already about to take his swing. And I'm like, hold on, hold on, hold on. Mike pulls up. I'm like, Mike, get over here, man. You got to film this. I go, look at this idiot. He's standing on the toilet with a driver. So dude waits and he hits this ball. And first, I'm just shocked he made contact. But I mean, it doesn't get more than 2 or 3 feet off the ground. And it's like, it's rolling. And his one buddy is like really watching it. And then he starts going nuts. And if you watch the video, I kind of fathom what's happening. But honestly, I couldn't imagine that that had just happened in person. I thought maybe they were putting us on just to celebrate. So you see me like go, is that really a hole in one? And you see the guy like, yeah. Then you hear me start screaming. Then we're all like jumping around, hugging. I just reach in my pocket like, here's 5 drink tickets. And like there happened to be another foursome behind us. Everybody's screaming. And I didn't even realize till today, like Miles was like, dude, he goes, you have no idea. But like all around the golf course, it's like it was so loud that he's like, people just stopped. And like we're next to each other, but like we're on like 10 going out. Miles is on like 17 or something coming in. So people keep going like, Miles, hurts somebody hit a hole in one. He's like, no, it's thrilling Ted. It's like the pinky's plumbing. Dude hit it off the toilet.
Dude, that's right. I mean, I've never even seen a hole in one in person. You know, like they're so rare.
Thank you. Cause he was like, that's my first hole in one. And I go, brother, I have never seen one being hit on a golf. I've been on a golf course once where I heard guys screaming, but I never seen one hit. And I was just like, I was just happy to be a part of it.
That's, yeah, no, it's so cool. And my dad's never hit one. I've never hit one. I've never witnessed one. Like, you know, in today's internet era, there's like a new one on social media every day. You know, on some epic hole or with a hilarious reaction or whatever. But like, yeah, it's not that common. So to be standing on a toilet with you and Thrill there is just like one of the all-time stories that, you know, someone could get one of those for.
Right. I mean, that's like, I was like, dude, I go, I don't know that I'll ever like see one in person again, much less off a toilet. So then the other crazy thing was, now that he's done it, everybody's standing on the toilet trying, and everybody's like, how do you do it? I'm like, standing on the toilet, driver, it's 154 to 156.
Yeah, it looked low, like he topped it and it just rolled forever. Was that what happened?
I'm saying, yeah, it was never barely off the ground.
Right. And he knew he wasn't going to hit it fully because he's standing. Driver's just the longest club, right? He was just doing it to put a good whack on it.
Correct.
Yeah. Great strategy. Yeah. Like, 'cause 154, you know, to me, that's like a 9-iron, but for a lot of people, that's like a stock 7-iron shot. And like, your 7-iron's too damn short to hit it, make any contact with the ball off a toilet.
Right, because people kept pulling out regular clubs, and it's like, you're never going to do it. By the way, for the record, at the very end, these two dudes came back by, and we've been cool with them all day, and they're like, Ted, you didn't take one swing? I'm like, no. And they're like, come on, we got to do it. And I go, I was like, would you guys hit? And one guy's like, 9. So I was like, give me a 7. And he goes, my 7-iron's lucky. Right. So now Mike's there with us too. And we have it on film. So I fucking sticked it on the green, like just sounded good, got good contact. And they were like, oh, but I was like, yeah. And then Mike topped it. Throw has no idea what he's doing. And they're just like, goddamn, Ted. I was like, yeah, man. I was like, Mike, I know is better than that. Mike goes, I kind of got nervous. You hit yours so pure. And I was like, yeah, I know. Like when I try to play it cool.
Yeah.
I mean, right. And you've seen me on the simulator too, right? This point, I've had a couple of beverages and I'm just like, all right. So I'm just like barely stretching. Mike's like, oh, limbering up, huh, Ted? I'm like, in my head, I'm like, all right, smartass. Like, I'm going to hit this thing.
Dude, that's so awesome. And like anybody who golfs has Mike's shot in him and your shot in him. Like, you just don't know which is going to come out at any given moment. And that's what makes the game so addicting. So like when the pressure is on, you nailed it. I'm so stoked to hear that.
I hit it with a twirl, the 7-iron.
I've been twirling like a madman lately when I play, dude. I don't know what it is. Like, just feels good. That's awesome.
Yeah, usually I'm not a twirl guy, but one swing, no. All I did was barely stretch. No, just lined it up, front, 7-iron, tee, front of my stance, boom. Sticked it on the green.
Dude, that's beautiful. Well done.
Right. I think I even said, I was like, Matt will respect this.
Oh, dude, hitting greens off of par three is not as easy as it seems. Like, I don't know. I know we got enough golfers that listen, but like people that don't golf won't fully appreciate how hard that is. And if you've ever had somebody play through you on a court, like having, I feel like golf shot gets like 20% harder for every extra set of eyeballs on you. So like you got people watching you, you got people you know, correct, you got Mike coming up behind you. That's all the makings for like a tense bad shot with pressure.
Right.
Oh, I love it.
All right, also your internet's flaking out on me a little bit before we get to what's mattening, cuz Cobb is obviously somewhere exotic. Also, just for the record, hey, like Miles had this idea. I don't think KSW's ever done a tournament. Like, full disclosure, I was like, all right, we'll do a golf tournament. Man, it was a very fun time. Everybody was super cool. I would say, you know, out of 18 foursomes or whatever, I think we only had, you know, maybe a couple guys that were noticeably kind of hammered. But like, everybody was cool. The staff was like, no, you guys are great. I even talked to like the girl working the shack. I was like, everybody all right? She goes, there was only, you know, two or three that were a little aggressive. And I go, all right. She was like, but overall, this has been great. She's like, I've dealt with much, much worse.
Yeah.
It helps happening at 8 a.m. on a Sunday or a Monday. But yeah, like I was just like, it was a ton of fun. And then, big shout out to the Daily Mig show too. Like, they got up and did a show from there. Like, they had a much harder day. Like, I was just sitting out in the sun, putting on suntan lotion, you know, chirping people, man. It was a pretty fun day. And like I said, just thanks everybody came out. That was the other thing. Halfway through, I look at Throw, I go, we got to do this every year. And then the golfer's like, you guys going to do this again? And I'm like, if there's a reason we're not, I would be shocked.
Yeah. Sounds like it was a hit. I liked the video of Miles talking to Migs and being like, you know, got the day off today. Like, we're playing golf on a Monday. It's great. And Migs is like, you got the day off, huh? How's that? Must be nice, because he's sitting there broadcasting live at a remote. Like, I don't know if Miles had a drink in his hand or not, but like, he could just sense it. It was hilarious.
I know, right? So I saw Mixie and I was like, hey, like they hung out for a while. And I was like, he still got that dentist appointment? He's like, yeah. And I was like, whoa, have fun. Right. Been chilling all day. And then just like, yeah, go do that.
Oh, that is brutal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, well, let's just hop into what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening,
hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Check out what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening,
hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Check out what's maddening.
All right, so yeah, I've played a lot of golf since last week. Notably on Friday, I played with two clients, and I can hit a little farther than them, and so they had me play from the tips, which I had never done on this course before.
All right.
Just to make it more interesting, they had unlimited mulligans, and I was playing from the tips, and they were playing from like the whites, so it was a very fun handicap system, and I would never play from the tips on my own because it's just like it can make it take a little bit longer, and they always like seemed very intimidating. If you don't know, the tips are like the farthest tees back, so each hole has like five sets of tees. Some are closer and it's a shorter hole for beginners, and then like the most advanced tees are the farthest back. And so I'd never been to these tee boxes before, and like it's a pretty.
Why does nobody call them the blacks? I mean, it's the black balls. Everybody calls them the tips.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. Theirs are gold. Like a lot of places, okay. It's not black.
All right. Well, there you go. Right, because like I always play white. Like I've never played from the tips of my life, and then like the women's tees are red in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah, so the and like different courses have different colors for what they mean, but yeah, the furthest back tees are the hardest, and like this course is just like built into a mountain range. So in some of these holes, like it's a totally different vantage point up, you know, 20 feet higher and like 40 yards back, and so it's just like really cool to get different views and everything. And I played pretty well. Like, the distance didn't bother me. Like, it was the same old thing of, like, yeah, I can get there in two most of the time. And then my short game just, like, screws me on the scorecard. Like, it's just... well, yeah.
Again, like, I hit one shot, so I'm feeling confident. I didn't have to putt.
Yeah, so it was, you know, it was a funny thing of like, yeah, the extra distance wasn't a real issue for me. Like the issues remain, like learn to chip and learn to putt better, you dumbass. it was just really fun checking out the views like that. And then after that, one of the clients and I went down to lunch on El Paseo.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice spot.
Talked a little Palm Springs yesterday with some people at the golf tournament.
You know El Paseo, Ted. We walked down it on the way to Keyes.
I do know it.
Yeah. And like a nice joint. Like it's a swanky spot that I've only been to for dinner because it's, you know, a little pricier, but you know, she's not worried about it. So we had a very nice lunch. I don't know if I've ever had halibut for lunch, but it was a great piece of fish and had a great time.
Regular, just a piece of halibut or halibut taco since it was lunch?
No, regular halibut. Like, big piece.
I feel like halibut tacos show up on lunch menus.
Yeah, I think they might have been, but it was just a big filet and some broccoli, asparagus, a beurre blanc sauce, and yeah, just grilled really well, really nice piece of fish, and yeah, it was great, and it just felt like a power move. So on the way down there, we took his Ferrari, and that was my first time in a Ferrari. And then on the way back up the hill, he goes, "Do you want to drive?" I was like,
"Nice."
Yes. And so we did. I didn't drive very far, but we drove up
That's got
to
to be a manual, right? In a Ferrari?
paddle shifters.
No kidding. All right.
Yeah, so I was driving and I knew where I was going. It was probably like 2 miles down the hill. And he was like, "Now drive it. Now gun it. Like go." And I'm like, "Dude, on the way up here, there's a motorcycle cop that came down and I don't know where he stopped, but he was going down the hill as we were going up the hill. Now I'm coming down the hill and like I'm really like at the en main entrance to my work." The motorcycle cop always sits there. I see him so often. I wave at him now on my way out from work. I'm like, "Hey, dude, what's up?" And so I'm like, I got to clear the entrance and make sure he's not there. But my client's yelling at me. So I'm starting to give it some gas because I can like see the entrance and it's not obvious. And then I'm like, spotted him. And he's still yelling at me, "Go for it, go for it." And I'm like, "See the cop right there?" He's like, "Don't go for it. Good job. We'll let you drive it another time." Like, and so, but I mean, even I was still doing 65 in a 55, but like, even just going from 0 to 65, not as fast as it possibly can, you just feel that power. Like, it was addicting, it was incredible. Like, I just appreciate, car guys. I get car guys a lot more after my first time driving a Ferrari, and he was very stoked that I used my better judgment. He had a couple glasses of wine at lunch, so I was like, I'm
Yeah.
just gonna wait till we clear that common spot that the cop sits at."
I mean, it feels like somebody else we know with a super powerful boat that's like, pin it, pin
Yeah.
it. I
Just
was like, I
go.
don't even want to drive.
Yeah. Right? Like, yeah, it was a really cool experience. He's from Oklahoma City, and when I got behind the wheel, I was like, "Go Thunder!" Like, I know people in Seattle will hate that, but I was like, "I'm rooting for the Thunder now." Like, it's
Wow.
sealed. Call me a sellout. I grew up a Lakers fan. Like, so.
I mean, it is that simple sometimes too, right?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm driving the guy's car. Go th like, yeah, all right, just screw it, go Thunder.
Yeah, he's so excited. So yeah, that was
Dude, I make fun of Oklahoma football all the time, right? I'm like, every year I gotta hear how good. So I always hate on Oklahoma. Years ago, we went to that Texas Oklahoma game, and like all the Oklahoma fans were just hot chicks, and they were nice. I mean, took me 2 minutes to just be like, "Boomer Sooner,"
let's go, dude. Yeah.
right? Game on, changed my mind. I was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was just like an instant. Like, it's amazing how quick that flip can switch if you're given a good, compelling reason like that. Hot chicks and Ferraris, tough to argue with.
Right. I mean, right. What do we got to throw in a boat? That's like the trifecta of like being a man.
Yeah, so that was Friday. That was just like a legendary day. And then Saturday, we drove over the mountains to San Diego, to see Shane Gillis. And
Dope.
Tyler, my girlfriend, got a great deal on a hotel that's like right in the Gaslamp Quarter, which is
All
like,
right.
do you know what that is?
Oh yeah, that's like the party district. That's where all the
That's
bars and everything is.
we were in the eye of the storm, dude. Like, even when we pulled up in the afternoon, I could just see like, oh, this place is probably gets pretty popping later. I didn't know that, like, after the show, like, all the restaurants just turn into clubs and, like, have lines. And, like, it was a zoo. It felt like Mardi Gras afterwards. Like, I'm getting ahead of
I mean,
myself.
there's only a few of those in the country, right? There's the Gaslamp, like you have like Ybor City down in Tampa. Like there's just certain ones. I've never been to either of them, but they're just like that's where you go.
Yeah, it was unreal to like see it. But that was after the show. And yeah, the show was great. Shane Gillis did awesome. Chris O'Connor, who plays Cal in Tires, was the opener. Have you watched Tires, Ted?
I have. I just started, so I'm just halfway through episode 2 of season 2.
Okay.
I'm actually probably going to watch it when I hang up with you. Was Big J with him?
No, Nick Mullen. Who I love, Nick Mullen. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know it's his tour, but he changes city to city. But yeah, when I saw him up here, like Adam Ray was in town. He did a guest spot. Like Big J was there. There was somebody else. Like they were all pretty damn good.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Nick Mullen lost the crowd for a minute towards the end of his set, unfortunately. But I thought the stuff he was doing was really funny. But it's like, yeah. I don't think the San Diego's a pretty Republican city, so he just had some Trump jokes that didn't land quite as well as maybe he's used to in New York. And then that's he kind of was like, there's 16,000 of you here. This is insane. Like, he just broke the fourth wall, and I was like, dude, I get it. This is crazy. And it wasn't that many people booing, but it's just such a big room that, like, yeah. It was fun seeing him get flustered.
I would say this, like, the amount of, and look, I'm one of them, but I'd say like 35 to 45 year old bros in backward hat. I wasn't part of this part of the bro culture, but like just with blonde dimes on their arms, like the backward snap cap. Well, like, I feel like everybody was rocking one.
Yeah. Yeah. There was, there's a lot of bros there. For sure.
Yeah.
And some of them had girlfriends. I did see two blondes as a lesbian couple share a nice, like, cute date romantic kiss, which is really cool to just see out in the wild. Cause, like, well, usually if I see hot blonde lesbians kissing, they're kind of, it's being overdone for the camera. And I'm watching it in my alone time on the internet. So this is just like a authentic, precious little moment where I was like, go you two, that's cool. And then yeah, so as we're going to the seats, it's this old arena. I've never been there before. It's old. They don't have handrails in the aisles. Didn't think anything of it, but also didn't realize that the stairs were uneven. Like, one was level and then one was angled, and one of them was longer and one of them was shorter. And so I had my phone out to look at where my seats were, and I'm stepping down the stairs, and I just, like, lose my footing on my right foot as I'm stepping down. I just feel my ankle roll to the side, and then I just kind of dropped and rolled with it. Like, I didn't try to catch myself and resist it. I just, like, foot went down. I felt it go down bad. Then I decided to fall with it, and cracked my, like, banged my shoulder on the seat, on the armrest, on the aisle, like, scraped my knee up pretty good, and just, like, did, like, half a somersault down the steps and, like, caught myself on the next set of steps. And I haven't fallen like that in a really long time. Like, you do that all the time when you're a kid. It hurts, dude. It's like, oh, man, I forgot. Like, I had my shoulder, my knee, and my foot all, like, throbbing during most of the show, but it's a lot better now. And Tyler said my, you know, recovery was pretty impressive. Like, obviously the fall is not my finest moment, but, like, popped right back up. And yeah, then I was I was sitting there like, I can move. I think I'll be fine. Just moving everything, going through some simple movement drills. And then, afterwards, we went back to the hotel. Traffic was a nightmare getting out of the parking lot. And we had a good spot and got out quick. Left when Shane was like, I'll finish with this one. And still, like, didn't get out of the parking lot for 20 minutes. Like, I don't know how long it took people in worse spots that left after the set finished and had seats that were further away from their car. Like,
so he did some of that set on SNL, but I saw him before that SNL. Like, I told him backstage, I was like, dude, the amount of times I've fallen asleep to World War II in color is unreal. I did it last night. It's like being in the sun all day. I put on my portable AC, but like when the AC kicks on in my bedroom, you got to turn up the TV. So I usually listen to the TV when I go to sleep, but like the air conditioner must have kicked off. And I just woke up, the TV's like blaring, and it's like Berlin was in ashes.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, it was.
Right, if you've seen the set, you'll get my joke about World War II in color.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yeah. No, he crushed it. Like, a lot of it was similar to what I saw him do out here at the casino, because that was after his last special came out. And then some of it was from SNL, which I saw, and then some of it was still new. But yeah, he crushed it. It was a ton of fun. Once we got back to the gas lamp quarter, we like walked around, and I mean, it was just a goddamn circus. We must have gotten back at like 11:30 or something. Like, it was nuts, dude. I haven't seen that many mini skirts in like a decade, probably. But it was.
I mean,
just,
it's like, right. It's like going to the Mission in San Fran, like just meat markets.
Yeah. Every bar was packed and like had lines, and the sidewalks were just overflowed with like people partying. Like, I didn't want anything to do with any of them individually. It was just cool to see humanity like buzzing like that, because I'm like a desert hermit. Like, I don't deal with crowds like at all. Like, the traffic getting out of the parking lot, all those people in the gas lamp court, $62 for overnight parking. What the fuck, dude? Like, it was culture shock. Like, the whole trip, I was just like, what are people doing out here, man?
I will say this, speaking of meat market, one guy did pull me aside on the T-Box, and he's like, I go to Palm Springs, you know, I'm a pretty avid golfer. And I go, yeah. And I go, it was great. He goes, I've been to the Nest. I was like, so I'm not lying. And he's like, it's unreal. He goes, Friday and Saturday are tough, but I always go on Thursday.
You tell him to make a dinner reservation on Friday? That's the new move.
I was like, that's the move. You get to hang out in the bar afterwards, both sides.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, so that was most of it. Yeah, it was just a fun weekend. Yesterday, I played golf with my dad at work. That was a real treat. And yeah, it's getting to be that season where it's just like golf and lift and, you know, read more. And none of those things really cost money. I just got a new book today. But like, yeah, I just kind of go into my like recluse phase and just kind of hibernate until next season's chaos picks back up.
I know. That is why I said to that guy, I go, and I've said it to you 1,000 times, I'll keep saying it. That's the weirdest, craziest thing about Palm Desert in Palm Springs. Just like, I have never been anywhere else in the country where the off season is the summer.
Yeah. And dude, I forget how much I love it. Every year I'm like, dude, I will take 107 degree high with no traffic and no lines anywhere, like all day. It's so fun. So yeah, I love the slow season.
All right. Let's wrap it up there. We'll get back next week. I have no idea if Cobb's even back. He might still be in international waters, but we'll see. Yeah, other than that, just thanks again to everybody that showed up yesterday, and shout out to the guy that made the hole in one. I mean, I called my brother. I've called everybody I know that golf. Just like, I was so happy to be a part of it. It was a blast. So for MCTP, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.